With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The fight to stop Medicaid expansion in Montana isn't over yet. Steve Jess reports that Republicans in the state House are trying a new approach to stopping the bill that the House approved yesterday.
Opponents of the Medicaid expansion bill that passed yesterday in the House made three attempts to throw a wrench in the machinery today. Two of those failed, but one triggered another meeting of the Rules Committee. Republican Art Wittig challenged yesterday's simple majority vote that overturned a previous Rules Committee decision and resulted in the bill being brought up for a vote. Wittig contends that overturning the Rules Committee should have required a 60-vote supermajority.
The vote to accept or overturn a Rules Committee decision has to be the same percentage and proportion to the question or the rule that's being considered by the Rules Committee.
In other words, Wittig is claiming the House did not have enough votes to put the Medicaid bill on the agenda. If his objection is upheld later today, that might render yesterday's vote invalid. So far this week, Speaker Austin Knutson has twice issued rulings that block the Medicaid bill. Each time the Rules Committee has supported Knutson, but each time members of the House have overturned the decision. The Rules Committee is meeting at this hour. We'll update the story as it develops. I'm Steve Jess.
The House Rules Committee just wrapped up a special meeting. They were considering a challenge to the Medicaid expansion bill that passed the full House yesterday. Belgrade Republican Representative Art Wittig was arguing that shouldn't have happened because the Medicaid bill was improperly sent out of his committee without enough votes to do so. Joining us now live with the latest is our Capitol reporter, Steve Jess. Steve, what's happening?
Well, Eric, this meeting wrapped up about 20 minutes ago, and in a way it highlighted a philosophical split among Republicans in the Montana House. After being overruled by his fellow House members twice this week, Speaker Austin Knutson said that rules are necessary to maintain order. The whole House votes on adopting rules at the start of every session, and he said that if a Rules Committee vote concerns something that requires a supermajority, then the House should approve that rules or overturn that Rules Committee ruling only with that same supermajority, three-fifths or two-thirds. That didn't happen in the case of the Medicaid bill. That's how the Medicaid bill came up for a vote. Rules Committee Chair Jeff Essman actually split with the Speaker from his own party and said that what Knutson was proposing, the solution that he wanted to put in place, was actually, in a sense, worse than the disease.
The solution that has been offered here in terms of upholding the Speaker's ruling has more danger than the existing situation.
Also speaking against the idea was Democrat Tom Woods, who basically said it would make the Speaker a kind of a chief executive, almost like the governor. But in the end, the vote went in Knutson's favor, 16-7. Essman, a Republican, joined the Democrats in the minority, voting against it. But that's how it went. It went in favor of Speaker Austin Knutson and against Jeff Essman and the Democrats.
Steve, that's all we have time for. Thanks for the update. The State House today endorsed a bill that would require health insurance companies to offer coverage plans that do not include elective abortions. Plans that cover elective abortions would also have to offer at least one plan that doesn't do so. The bill doesn't include abortion coverage for cases such as incest, rape, or when the life of a mother is at risk. Democratic Representative Ellie Hill of Missoula spoke against the measure, saying no insurance companies support the bill and no other conditions like vasectomies are put on insurance policies in this manner. At least 21 states have passed legislation to restrict abortion coverage in their insurance exchanges since the Affordable Care Act was enacted in 2010. That's according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. The law allows states to pass legislation prohibiting abortion coverage in qualified health plans that are offered through an exchange. If the bill passes a third reading in the House, it'll go to the governor for consideration. Also today in the House, representatives passed a bill that would request that the federal government pay Montana 5% of all public land sales. UM Legislative News Service's Madeline Beck reports.
Senate Bill 298's sponsor, Republican Senator Jennifer Fielder, says that because the Forest Service split from the Department of Interior, Montanans haven't been getting their cut of the land sales because the federal government only monitors the Department of Interior sales.
Whenever those Forest Service lands are sold, they are public lands that are being sold by the federal government in Montana. But because they're under a different agency, they have taken the position that they don't have to pay. I don't know if they've ever been asked to pay.
If collected, the bill stipulates that this federal money go to state schools. The amount is still unknown. Many legislators are still skeptical that the federal government would actually pay and think this would be a waste of time. It passed the second reading of the House, 55-45, and awaits a third reading tomorrow.
I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.